This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Nintendo set to unveil its first new game console since 2017. Joining me to talk about the Switch 2 is Dacia Milden, Consumer Insights Editor for CNET. Dacia, I've heard on this system some gaming experts that say Nintendo played it safe. Do you think there's enough to attract new buyers or get people to upgrade?
Absolutely. So based on our survey, we found that over half of U.S. adults who are active gamers, they're interested in upgrading to the Nintendo Switch 2. So let's think about a few things. Number one, the fact that Nintendo hasn't released a console in 8 years. So that's been some time. We've seen some changes in the evolution of gaming and how we think about gaming and how we play. Now, Nintendo, of course, is going to stay true to a few things we at least predict. But there could be some surprises, but there also could be, you know, some of the very same things that we're used to, such as holding on to that Mario franchise, for example, right? So the look and feel from what we see so far will be about the same, but hopefully we'll have some surprises in terms of availability of games, even higher graphic resolution. That could be another good one. Or even just thinking about the technology and accessories. So could be about the same, but Nintendo is known to give a few surprises here and there.
When it comes to those games, how important is that to buyers that they have access to those exclusive franchises?
So we spoke with a few of our gaming experts, and really it's not so much about the library of games as it is about the forever game. So think about that one game that you play, let's say, constantly. So that's more important. We're hoping for some of those bigger names that maybe Nintendo hasn't released before. But the one thing that I want to point out here that we found interesting based on our survey is that younger generations like Gen Z, they really are looking forward to the Switch. And one of the factors that they're considering the most, one of the few, is even the gaming. So they spend about an average of $56 per month on subscriptions and or new games, and that's more compared to average U.S. adults who spend about $35. All of that being said, they are interested in the new games. It's very clear that they're interested in gaming as a whole. So it's very important that or at least what we're hoping is that Nintendo releases some of those bigger games, some of those fan favorites. We've heard rumors of a Mario Kart, but we'll see more as Nintendo unveils more. But definitely making sure that we have the right availability of games, including some of those forever games, is going to be really important for the Nintendo Switch 2 to nail this right.
What are you expecting when it comes to the price point of the system itself compared mm-hmm. to other comparable systems on the market?
So if we take a look at, let's say, the Xbox Series X, the PlayStation 5, when those are released, I want to say we expected about $500. Nintendo has been known to cost a little less than that. So when the Nintendo Switch was originally released, it was about $300, but that was 8 years ago. Now we're looking at, obviously, inflation, higher costs. Maybe Nintendo was going to be offering a bit more. So our experts are predicting about $400, but the hope is that we'll know more with the Nintendo Direct that will come tomorrow morning.
Fantastic. Dacia Milden, Consumer Insights Editor for CNET. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.